A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zevachim Samech Hei, Zevachim 65a, pagination is 129. We're going to be starting on the facing page, midway in the wide lines, in the beginning of a line, Masnisin, the new Mishnah, regarding Olas Ha'of, the Karban Ola, when it's brought as a bird. The psukim that are relevant to this can be found in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Dalid. If the Oph Ola Karbano, so then the description is Vekrivo Akoin Ela Mizbeach, the Kohen will bring the bird to the Mizbeach. Umolak Es Rosho, he will do the Malika, the nipping of the neck. Vekter Amizbecha, and it's going to be burned on the Mizbeach, but there's a bit of a process involved. V'nimtza damo al kir ha-Mizbeach, he's going to squeeze its blood on the Mizbeach. V'esires mur'oso b'notzoso, he's going to remove its crop, we'll translate, with its feathers. V'hishlich osa etzal ha-Mizbeach kedma, and that will be discarded to the eastern side of the Mizbeach, El Mekom HaDoshen, to the place of the ash, and indeed we're describing the southeast corner for this Avodah, and then Vishiso Sabachnof of Lo Yavdil, then he cuts it open, but without detaching it, V'ikderos HaKoyen HaMizbecha, and then that part, the body, is going to be burnt on the Mizbeach. So we have three different parts to this bird. There's the head that's going to be detached, unlike the chatas ha'of that we described, where it says v'lo yavdili, should not detach. This is going to be detached, and it's going to be processed in its own special way. There's also the innards, the digestive tract, the crop, and the discussion of what comes with it. We translated feathers. We'll see an opinion that says the gizzard comes with the digestive tract of some sort, and that's going to be discarded el makom hadoshen, to the place of the ash. And then there's the rest of the bird itself, and that's going to be burnt on the Mizbeach as the head was. Now, in order to appreciate the Mishnah, I think we should spend a moment on the digestive tract of a bird, how it works. Primarily, the crop, the gizzard, and from there things go on to the intestine. So the crop is you might think of it as a balloon, so to speak, a holding place for the food that the bird eats, and some digestion occurs there, but we could think of it similar to the early stomach of an animal, of a kosher animal, where the bird has the ability to regurgitate that if it wants to feed its young, or to send it on to the gizzard, where it will be chopped up. So the crop is, in simplistic terms, a holding area, a glorified, very big mouth, so to speak, where it's holding it, almost like a cheekful. It's holding it in place, starting digestion, able to spit it out, but able to continue it on to the digestive process. The gizzard, quite interestingly, functions similar to teeth in animals, in that it's going to, with a very muscular process, chop up the food. In fact, a bird will swallow little stones so that it has that agitation quality within its gizzard. It also has tremendous digestive juices that are very strong that assist it in grinding the food. It has the ability to send it back and forth upward of the gizzard and then back into the gizzard, and able to eventually once it's chopped up enough, send it into the intestine for true digestion, for the nutrition. Now Rashi in Chumash observes, and this is something many people remember, that an animal eats be'evus ba'ileha, from the trough of its master. So it's financially kosher food. It's not stolen food. It's food that the owner owns. A bird, however, nizon min hagezel, is sustained from theft. It goes everywhere into different people's fields, doesn't have the muzzles of Avraham Avinu's animals, and therefore, v'hishlech es ha-ma'ayim sha'achlu min hagezel, Rashi tells us, we're going to discard those innards that have from the gezel, it has from the theft, from that food, so the crop, and possibly the gizzard, are going to be discarded to the makom hadeshen, to the place of the ash. Let's see the Mishnah. Olas ha'of ketzat. How is the olas ha'of done? Ola la kevesh. The Kohen is going to go up on the ramp. A funnel la sovev turns to the side ramp. Bolo le karen deromis mizroches. He comes to the southeast corner. Hayamolek yesrosha mimol arpa umavdil. And he's going to do malika on the head of the bird, and he's going to detach it because the head is going to be processed independently. Umitza es damo al kiram is beach, and he squeezes its blood on the wall of the mizbeach. Nata lasarosh vihikif beis malikaso la mizbeach, and now the kohen is going to squeeze the blood of the head as well onto the Mizbeach. So we wonder, what was the first statement of squeezing the blood? That's from the body. Mitza es dama, the body of the bird, is its blood, and doing it to the Rosh is referred to its, the Rosh. V'safko b'melach, he saturates it with salt. V'zarko al gabei ho'ishim, and the head is thrown onto the fire. Bolo leguf, now he's going to deal with the body. And he's going to remove the different innards, the crop, possibly the gizzard, the parts of the innards that come with. And that all gets thrown by the place of the ash. And then he cuts it open without detaching it. And that is going to be saturated in salt and thrown onto the fire as an offering. The ola is totally burnt and none of it goes to be eaten, neither by the kohanim nor by the owner. Let's move on to today's daf, the bottom of Amud Aleph. Bolo leguf, he's dealing with the body now. And we said he detaches the innards to be discarded. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, Ve'hisir esmur aso binotsasa zuzefek. When it says in the pasuk that he should remove the mura, it's talking about the crop. That's that first holding area that we described for the food. Yachol yakter besaken v'yitlanu. I would think that he should do an incision, like a surgical incision, to get just the crop. Talmud Loma, the pasuk says, binotsasa, with its feathers. Nota lesa notza ima, the feathers that cover the crop are going to come with. Abayosi ben Chanan Omer, Abayosi ben Chanan says, notla, he takes it, v'notal korkevona ima, and he takes the gizzard with it. And that's, as we described, the second part, holding area, very significant, the place that the rocks would be found, the place that with great muscular and digestive juices is going to chop up the food. Tevei Rabbi Yishmael Tana binotsasa binotsashala, it's the feathers. Kodra besakin kemin aruba, he does like a window, which means a very precision cut to get the covering over the crop, its feathers, its covering, and the crop. But he's much more precise than was previously described That's how at least some Mefarshim understand the difference between this Shita and the previous one. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.